welcome back for game number two of our Saturday matinee. And it's being brought to you again by these fine Schuyler County sponsors, and they include the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Mayberry Farms and Accessories just north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now let's take you back down to La Plata for our final game of the afternoon with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. It's the girls' championship game, North Shelby and Schuyler County, the 1 and 2 seeds. Schuyler County, the 1, North Shelby, the 2. And what I mentioned earlier, this is the 4th meeting between these two teams this year, and North Shelby leading the series 2-1. Take a look at the lineup from North Shelby. Natalie Frazier, a senior. Sierra Kirby, a senior. Caroline Lindberger, a senior. Meg Shively, a senior. And Amy Williams, a senior. So, again, it's going to be Frazier, Kirby, Lindberger, Shively, and Amy Williams. The Lady Raiders, 18-3, coached by Chris Parsons. For Schuyler County, Wayne Small, a junior. Taylor Roberts, a junior. Ashlyn Laws, a senior. J.C. Morris, a senior. And Kate Hatfield, a senior, coached by Thomas Kirkland, and Schuyler County, 17-3. So both teams on the floor as we're set to play basketball. Girls' championship game from the La Plata tournament as Ashlyn Laws will jump center against Natalie Frazier. Big crowd on hand coming up, Atlanta and Green City Boys. As the official looks up, sees the scoreboard. Ball is up, tip is controlled by Schuyler County as Cindy Ashman starts instead of Taylor Roberts. As J.C. Morris gets the ball inside the Laws, kicks it back on the right wing. Ashman tried to get it back to Hatfield. Pass is punched out of bounds, so they Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Sydney Ashman will inbound, gets it to Raina Small on the right wing, cut off on the right baseline. Inside the Laws, kicks back to J.C. Morris. Morris tried to force one inside. It was knocked away, was picked back up by Morris. Fans out to the right wing. Terrain is Small, gets it inside. Ashelman turns, puts it off glass, no good. Terrain is Small with the rebound, her put back, no good. And Ava Williams off the rebound to Kirby. And gets it to Lindberger. Lindberger bounces off her knee. Picked up by Terrain is Small to J.C. Morris. As Morris wears the protective mask of that broken nose, Small now Sydney Ashman for 3, kissed at home, bullseye. 3-0, Schuyler draws first blood as Kirby gives it to Frazier on the left wing. Frazier free throw line, try to get it to Shively. Her bounce pass stolen away by Kate Hatfield. To Morris to the top of the key. Now Small on the right wing, out top of the key, Kate Hatfield. Eisenman bounced, kicks away, picked up by Hatfield, gives it back in the left block to Laws, off glass, got it. 2 points for Ashlyn Laws. Kirby, long pass to David Williams in the right corner, kicks it back to Kirby. Kirby dribbles the right corner, gets it inside to Lindberger, picks up the shot, blocked by Laws, but it's going to call a foul on Ashlyn Laws. So Ashlyn Laws picks up her first foul. And to the line will go Caroline Lindberger. As Lindberger looking for North Shelby's first point. First shot up, missed it. 6:22 left to play in the first quarter. Early in the game, 5-0, Schuyler County with the lead. As Lindberger eyes it, fires it, got it. 5-1, Schuyler County with the lead. As Eichelman across the timeline. Backs off in the center circle. Bounce past the Laws on the left wing. Raina Small on the left wing. Small to the high post. It goes to Laws. Give him go back to Raina Small. Puts it up and in. 2 points for Small. 7-1. Schuyler with the lead. It's Kirby on the right wing. Lindberger tried to kick it inside to Shively. Stolen away by Hatfield. To J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris dribbles to the right wing, still with the dribble, out to Ashelman, Hatfield, stops, pops from 10, airballed it, and Rebound goes out of bounds off of Shelby County. As in the ball game for North Shelby, will come Hanley Parsons and Meg Shively will check out. As Kirby with basketball, man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Kirby will be picked up by Hazelman. To Parsons on the right wing. Parsons to the free throw line. Gets it back to Lindberger on the right wing. Off the baseline, puts up a shot, airballed it. And Raina Small comes away with it. Gets it to J.C. Morris. And Morris will bring it across the timeline for Schuyler County. Morris. Now whistle, and she carried the basketball. So a turnover shot of County. North Shelby gets it back as Lindberger will inbound far sideline. Gets it to Sierra Kirby. As Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Around the double pick to Thrasher in the right corner inside to Ava Williams. Guarded by Morris. Puts the shot up. It just found its way in the basket. 2 points for Ava Williams. 7-3, Scottle with the lead and the basketball. Laws has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to J.C. Morris and over and back. And I just wonder if that plastic shield on her face is kind of messing up her depth perception a little bit. So Sierra Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side of the circle. Bounce pass. He tried to get it back to Frazier. And bounced it off Ashelman's shoe top. So Parsons on the near sideline. Gets it in to Sierra Kirby. Kirby takes it down the left lane. Kicks to the Thrasher. 15-footer on the way. Pinball's in and out. No good. And Laws comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Morris. And Morris will bring it across the timeline. Around the picks up by Ashelman. Gives it to Kate Hatfield, whistling a foul, and foul's going to be on Caroline Lindberger. So Lindberger picks up the foul. Morris will inbound on the near sideline to Ashelman. Sydney Ashelman between the two circles, man-to-man defense by North Shelby. Bounce past the rain to Small on the left wing. Small gets it back out to Morris. That's Morris to Ashelman, back to Morris. Babbitt and loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball on the native possession back to North Shelby. Now Taylor Roberts will check in. Raina Small will check out for Lady Rams. Ava Williams inbounds to Kirby. 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. 7-3, Scotter with the lead. And Parsons to Williams in the left corner, guarded by Kate Hatfield. Williams dribbles out, gets it to Parsons. Parsons guarded by Roberts. Parsons bounce pass back to Williams. Williams takes it into the paint, puts up the shot, no good. Ball's loose on the floor, now picked up by Kate Hatfield. Ahead it goes to Morris. As Morris will take it right at Kirby, now dumps it off, and Laws lays it up and got it. 4 points for Ashland Laws. 9-3. As the ball is loose, Kirby lost it, picked up by Hatfield. To Morris, bounce past the Laws, inside to Hatfield. Hatfield puts up his shot, and in and out, no good. And Thrasher off the rebound. Thrasher dove for it, and then Kate Hatfield dove on top of Thrasher, so the foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. That's her first. Natalie Thrasher will inbound to Kirby. Kirby walks it across the timeline at the three-minute mark in the first quarter. Kirby hands it off to Parsons down the right lane. Now she lost it, goes out of bounds, but last touch by Schuyler County. So North Shelby will inbound. Underneath her own basket, Natalie Thrasher will trigger. Thrasher looks for somebody. Now she'll get it to Ava Williams. Williams, 10-foot jumper, no good. Off Thrasher, out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler County basketball. 2:49 left to play in the first quarter. Inbound to Kate Hatfield, back to Hazelman. Thrasher, a little pressure by Natalie Parsons. Ashelman across the timeline, splits a double team, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, off glass, got it. 5 points in the Ashelman, 11-3 as a half-court pass to Aiden Williams in the right corner. Williams cut off on the right baseline, Thrasher, 3 on the way, bullseye. Three points put Natalie Fraser to timeout on the floor. 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. Scottish County 11, North Shelby 6. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Are you tired of renting? Or does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our 7 locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at the little plate of tournament. Half court pass to Laws. Couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Fraser. North Shelby the other way. It's Fraser to the right wing. Back to Kirby at the top of the key. Kirby to Parsons at the free throw line. To Kirby on the left wing inside the arc. Kirby across the dotted line. Now Eva Williams for three. No good. And fight for the rebound. Out with it comes Eichelman. Gets it over to Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris backs off between the two circles. Hands it to Hatfield, top of the key. Now Taylor Roberts, top of the key. As Roberts looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Hatfield. Hatfield takes it down to the right block. Off glass, missed another one. And Aiden Williams off of the rebound. To Kirby. And Sierra Kirby will walk it across the timeline. Kirby will be picked up by Sydney Ankleman. Kirby hands the ball to Parsons. Parsons to the free throw line. Now Fraser, top of the key for three. In and out, no good. And J.C. Morris off the rebound. 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. 11-6, Scottish County the lead. Hatfield on the left side of the circle to Laws. Now Morris inside to Hatfield. Hatfield puts a shot up, missed it. They got it. Got it off it. The foul's going to be called on Kate Hatfield. Meg Shively will check back in, and Thrasher will set down. Kate Hatfield sets down. Ashman sets down, and Moore sets down for Schuyler County. Maddie Haley checks in. Raina Small checks in, and Ashman Laws. So Parsons on the right baseline. Almost lost it. Gives it back to Williams. Williams to Meg Shively. Puts it up. Got it. 2 points for Mike Shively, 11-8, Scottish County with the lead. J.C. Morris with the basketball. As Morris picked up by Kirby, he'll get it to Taylor on the right wing. As Taylor lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. There's 35 seconds left to play in the quarter. Lindberger will get it in to Kirby. As Sierra Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Kirby between the two circles to Parsons on the right wing. Out pops Shively at the top of the key. Kirby takes it to the dotted line. Lindberger will try a three. Bullseye. And we're tied at 11. J.C. Morris with the basketball against Fraser. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Laws. Laws to Maddie Haley. Now Roberts for three. No, no good. And the rebound taken by Kirby. Kirby gets it ahead to Williams and couldn't get a shot off. And that's into the first quarter. What's the score? North Shelby 11. Scottish County 11. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Did you know a vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States? The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year, which leads to higher auto insurance rates for all of us. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. When you leave your vehicle, always roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. And if you are out at night, always park in a well-lit area. For an extra layer of protection, install an audible alarm system or tracking system, and use steering wheel or brake pedal locks. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. As we start the second quarter, girls' championship game tied at 11. Scotter County will have the basketball. Raina Small will inbound to Ashelman. Man-to-man defense by North Shelby on the left side of the circle. Laws. Bad pass stolen away by Lindberger to the glass. Off glass, yes. 6 points for Caroline Lindberger. Full court pressure by North Shelby. Ashelman. Surrounded. A triple team. And right in front of Thomas Kirkland. Kirkland calls a timeout. 7:40 left to play in the first half. It's North Shelby 13, Scotter County 11, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
7:28 left to play in the first half girls championship game. North Shelby, Lindberger will try a 15-footer, air-mailed it, or air-balled it. And Maddie Haley out with a loose ball. Gets it to Raina Small. Small will bring it across the timeline. And now had the ball stolen away again by Lindberger. Takes it to the house, lays it out and got it. Caroline Lindberger, two straight steals. She has eight. 4 point, North Shelby lead. We're going to put Kate Hatfield back in the ball game as Raina Small across the timeline, picked up by Thrasher. Bounce past Haley. Off the baseline, skips one across the rim, and a whistle and a foul. Foul against Taylor Roberts. So Taylor Roberts picks up the foul. That's her first. Kate Hatfield comes in. Maddie Haley checks out. Raina Small checks out. And J.C. Morris checks back in. Meg Shively checks out. Hadley Parsons checks in for North Shelby. As North Shelby up by four with basketball. Sierra Kirby brings it across the timeline. Parsons on the right wing. Schuyler County goes back to three. Lindberger, high post. Now three-pointer by Sierra Kirby. Missed and Ashman off the rebound. J.C. Morris brings it down the far sideline. Keeps it off to Hatfield. Now Raina Small. Tried to put up a five-foot jumper and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on North Shelby. And they'll call it on Thrasher. So Natalie Thrasher picks up her first foul. Raina Small at the line. She has two, looking for three. Shots up. It dances all over the rim and then finally falls off. 6:22 left to play in the first half. 15-11, North Shelby with the lead. Raina Small, second free throw, got it. 3 points to Raina Small. As Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Looks like Schuyler County will go back man-to-man. Lindberger, bounce pass inside, intended for Williams, stolen away by J.C. Morris. And Morris will motor across the timeline. Bounce pass to Hatfield on the right wing. Hatfield gets it back out. I don't know where Ashman is going, but the pass hit in the back and picked up by Thrasher for three, no good. And Kate Hatfield had the rebound, knocked out of her hands, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be North Shelby basketball. Ava Williams checks out, Meg Shively checks in, Ashelman checks out, Raina Small checks back in for Schuyler. Thrasher will inbound to Kirby. Kirby running 10-footer, no good, and J.C. Morris off the rebound. Brings it down the far sideline in a double team. Passed it to Hatfield. Now a three-pointer on the way by Morris. No good. Rebound comes off to Lindberger. to Kirby. Kirby gets it ahead to Parsons. Parsons takes along the baseline, reverse layup, and it's going to be anybody's basketball as Parsons just threw one straight up in the air. So placed here by North Shelby. Inbounds pass, comes the lane to Small, gets it ahead to Tallman. As Tallman double dribbled it. So Ava Williams will check back in, and Hadley Parsons will check out. Lasher will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Kirby. Kirby guarded by Tallman. Back to Frazier on the right wing. Frazier to Ava Williams, top of the key. Gets it to Kirby on the left wing. Kirby skips it to the, tried to skip it to the right wing. Ball is stolen by J.C. Morris, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Natalie Frazier, and that's her second. They haven't put it up yet, but I know he held up three fingers. But Thrasher picks up her second foul. As J.C. Morris gets it to Laws, and Laws dribbles to the left wing in the left corner. The lane is Small. Tried to give and go back to Laws. Battled away, but picked up by Small. Gets it back out to Morris. So J.C. Morris to Raina Small in the left corner. Back to Morris. Morris takes it to the dotted line. A little five-foot runner, no good. And Ava Williams off the rebound. Williams in a hurry. Gets it to Kirby in the right corner. Kirby guarded by Small. Now Williams on the right wing to Kirby for three. Skips across the rim, no good. Out of bounds. It'll be Scott of basketball. As Taylor Roberts checks back in. Ashman checks in. Tallman and Small both check out. Natalie Fleischer checks out. And Marissa McEwen will check in. Also checking the ball game, Addie Allmeyer. So full court pressure by North Shelby. Taylor Roberts with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Ashman on the left wing. The baseline, J.C. Morris, almost stolen away by Kirby. And it goes off Kirby's hands and out of bounds. So Ashman will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, gets it out to Morris, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Kirby. So Sierra Kirby picks up her first foul. 4:13 left to play in the first half. Kate Hatfield will inbound. Gets it to Ashman in the left corner. Ashman takes it to the hoop. Tried to get it to Laws. Right through Laws' hands and out of bounds. They give it right back to North Shelby. Very low scoring third quarter. 4-1 is what they've scored. North Shelby's outscored Skyler 4-1. So Kirby loses the ball, picks it back up to Lindberger out between the two circles. Addie Allmeyer gets it to Williams in the right corner. She tried to drive into the paint. The whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up her first foul. That's on Schuyler County, the 15th foul, as Ava Williams will inbound underneath her own basket. Williams gets it to Allmeyer. Allmeyer from the free throw line puts the shot up. No good. Ashman off the rebound, and she's in a double team. Russell to the floor. Jump ball on a vacant possession. Comes back to North Shelby. So, well, Morris thinks she's got it. Nope, it's going to be North Shelby. Kirby, underneath her own basket, gets it back out to Lindberger from the free throw line. Shots up, no good. Laws off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. It's either Allmeyer or Ava Williams. It's going to be Ava Williams. So Williams picks up her first foul. Laws checks out, and Maddie Haley checks back in. Inbound pass comes to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield guarded by Lindberger, gets it to Ashelman. Goes up on the right wing, gets it over to Taylor Roberts. She'll fire a five-footer, and in and out, no good. Ava Williams a rebound to Kirby. Ahead it goes to Allmeyer in the right corner. Now Kirby right wing. Over to Williams on the left wing. Williams dribbles top of the key. Inside to Lindberger. Now Kirby puts up a little 15-footer, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Addie Allmeyer, and the missed it. Kate Hatfield off the rebound to J.C. Morris. Morris will bring it across the timeline, under 3 minutes left to play in the half. Play to Roberts on the left wing. Roberts looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce pass inside. Maddie Haley puts up the five-footer. No good. And Morris with the rebound. Her put back. No good. The whistle of a foul. The foul is going to be on Lindberger. That's her second. As Hadley Parsons checks in, Lindberger will check out. Maddie Haley checks out. Raina Small checks in. Ashman will inbound. Taylor Roberts in the right corner to J.C. Morris. Now Hatfield gives it out to Ashman. Picks up an air ball. Loose on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. All the lane possession comes back to Stroud County. Lid on the bucket for both teams. So Ashman will inbound underneath their own basket. 2:33 left to play in the first half. To the right wing to Roberts. Kicks it back to Ashman in the right corner. Trying to get it inside to Kate Hatfield. Stolen away by Ava Williams. Gets it to Parsons. Puts it up. No good. Williams with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. 4 points for Ava Williams. 17-12. 5-point North Shelby lead is Ashman to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield to Roberts on the left wing. Dribbles around the top of the key. Backs off between the two circles. Back to Morris between the two circles. Morris takes it across the free throw line to Ashman. Ashman down the right lane. Puts the shot up. Missed it. But she do the foul. The foul's going to be on Aiden Williams again. Yes. So two fouls on Aiden Williams. Ashman with five looking for six. Shots up. Got it. 6 points for Sydney Ashman, 17-13. North Shelby with the lead, 1:53 left to play in the half. There's Ashman with six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 7 points for Sydney Ashman. Back to a three-point North Shelby lead as Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Schuyler County still man-to-man as Kirby dribbles between the two circles. Guarded by Ashman. Parsons on the deep left wing. Parsons tried to get through a double team. Gives it back to Ava Williams and knocked out of her hand by J.C. Morris. But Morris slipped, and they're going to call a foul on J.C. Morris. That's her second. So Ashman and Morris will check out. Ashman stays in as Laws checks back in. Now Lindberger and Thresher check in. Out of the game comes McEwen and Allmire. So Ava Williams will inbound to Kirby. Kirby has it between the two circles. Schuyler County still man-to-man. They give it to Thresher on the deep right wing. Inside to Williams, guarded by Laws. Williams puts his shot up and got it. Nice shot by Ava Williams. 6 points for Williams, 19-14 as Ashman. We'll bring it to the hoop, place it up, missed it. Kate Hatfield right in front of the basket, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Hatfield, 3 points for Shelby lead. Williams gets it inside, guarded by Laws, puts the shot off glass, no good. Hatfield the rebound, gets it out to Ashman. Ashman, look out, and she's stolen away from behind by Lindberger to Kirby. Puts up the shot, got it. Derek Kirby with 2 points. As inbounds comes to Taylor Roberts. Roberts across the timeline, guarded by Kirby, and a foul's going to be on Sierra Kirby. That's her second. As Parsons will come in, Kirby will set down. 36 seconds left to play in the first half. As Taylor Roberts at the line to shoot a 1-1, looks for her first points of the ball game. As Tallman checks back in, Kate Hatfield will check out. As Taylor Roberts eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Taylor Roberts, 21-17, a 4-point North Shelby lead. As Roberts, one, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 4 points for Taylor Roberts. As Allmire checks back in, and out of the ballgame comes Natalie Thresher. Little pressure by Schuyler County as Kirby. Picked up by Tallman. Kirby across the timeline, spin move down the right lane, kicks it off in the right corner to Lindberger, puts up the shot on the drive, missed it, but you do the foul, and the foul is going to be on Kelsey Tallman, picks up her first foul. Meg Sively gets set to check back in with McEwen. Her shot up, got it. Lindberger with 9 points. So Meg Sively comes in, McEwen comes in, Ava Williams and Sierra Kirby both check out. Also, Addie Belt checks in the ball game. Naomi Newen was in for a second for Skyler County to bring back J.C. Morris. Lindberger shot up, missed a free throw, and Ashman with a rebound. Ashman looks for somebody, gets it ahead to Laws. Laws gives it to Tallman. Tallman, free throw line. Raina Small puts it up and got it. 5 points for Small. Lindberger tried to get it inside to Addy Belt. Battled out of bounds by Skyler County. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket with 5 seconds left to play in the half. North Shelby on top, 22-20, wholesale substitutions. As all the starters, each step Parsons back in the ballgame. They get it to Parsons, steps into a three, bullseye! At the buzzer, Hadley Parsons. And that's the end of the first half with the score. North Shelby 25, Schuyler County 20. Back in 2 minutes, this is KMM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows around 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 47 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 26. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 52.
And welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. We're at halftime of the girls' championship game in North Shelby, leading Scott County 25-20. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First four, North Shelby. Natalie Fletcher with 3. Sierra Kirby with 4. Caroline Lindberger with 9. Hadley Parsons with 3. Meg Shively with 2. Ava Williams with 6. For Schuyler County, Sydney Ashman with 7 points. Raina Small with 5. Taylor Roberts with 2. Ashton Laws with 4. Kate Hatfield with 2. And we were tied at 11 apiece after one quarter. North Shelby scored 14 points in the second quarter. I do a little math in my head. Schuyler County scored 9 points. So North Shelby outscored Schuyler County in the second quarter, 14-9. And they lead here at halftime, 25-20. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. And in the wake of COVID-19, we haven't been moving enough. An estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. Wherever you are and however you can, movement reduces your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It improves your brain function and mental health. It helps you manage pain and boost your immune system. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side with expert care to increase your strength and mobility and to improve your quality of life through prescribed exercise and teamwork. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. We're at halftime of the girls' championship game. North Shelby leading Schuyler County 25-20. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMM FM, Memphis. First game of the afternoon, the girls' third-place game. It was Canton over La Plata, 67-44. Second game, the boys' third-place game. And Canton wins their 13th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County, 61-46. Canton led in scoring by Caleb Cox with 10 points. Preston Brewer with 17. Caden Oliver with 15. And Kyle Frazier with 10. Schuyler County led by Kayla Wendy with 18 points. Ryan Ferris with 10. Canton led 16-3 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Canton 15-9 in the second quarter. Canton led 25-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Schuyler 22-14. Canton led 47-32 after three. In the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14, and Canton boys won it 61-46. Canton improves to 13-10. Schuyler County boys 14-6, and Canton takes home the boys' third-place trophy. Coming up, the boys' championship game in Atlanta and Green City, as Green City has lost just two games all year, and Atlanta was one of those losses, so should be a barn burner of a boys' championship game. Coming up next Tuesday, that's our next broadcast. It'll be Knox County at Scotland County. I'll be at Scotland County for that one. Then on Friday, South Shelby at Clark County. So two games for you next week on KMEM. We're getting down very close to district time. I think I counted six nights of basketball starting next week, and we'll get rid of two of those next week on Tuesday night, Knox County at Scotland. Friday night, South Shelby at Clark County. 25-20. North Shelby up by five. We're at halftime. Back in with the third quarter in 90 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Ovarian cancer is devastating and difficult to diagnose. It's often only caught in advanced stages, and 4 out of 5 women will see the deadly disease return.
I knew when ovarian cancer recurs,
it's often incurable.
It was terrifying, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Until recently, following chemotherapy, women with recurrent ovarian cancer had to simply watch and wait for their disease to come back.
Well, we say,
not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. Now, with maintenance therapies, women can extend their time in response and delay recurrence.
Knowledge and awareness of your choices empowers you
and gives you a greater sense of control.
Let's call for a change in ovarian cancer care.
The Not On My Watch movement empowers women facing recurrent ovarian cancer to take an informed and active role in managing their disease. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the LaPlata Tournament. As we get set to start the second half girls' championship game, and North Shelby coming in the number 2 seed leads number 1 Schuyler County 25-20. And again, as I said right off the bat, this is the 4th meeting between these two teams. And North Shelby has won 2, Schuyler has won 1. It's North Shelby that defeated Schuyler County in the championship game of the Tri-Rivers Classic basketball tournament. First tournament of the year right off the bat. And they won that one by 3. And they lead here by 5 in this tournament. And Schuyler County, to me, it looks like even though J.C. Morris is still playing, she's been out for a couple of games with that broken nose. Now she's wearing a mask. And Schuyler County not kind of needs her on the floor. But I think that mask is bothering her a little bit as she's only taking a couple of 3 shots. So Schuyler County will have the ball to start the 3rd quarter. As now they're pointing North Shelby direction. So North Shelby will have the ball to start the 3rd quarter. Natalie Thrasher will inbound on the far sideline. Now Thomas Kirkland checks with the scores table. So Thrasher will inbound to Sierra Kirby. Kirby back to Thrasher on the deep left wing. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. It's Kirby. Takes it left side of the circle to Thrasher, left side of the circle. Lindberger. Now Kirby across the free throw line. Thrasher for 3. Bullseye. Off the right wing. 6 points to Natalie Thrasher. Inbound pass comes to Laws. Right back to Morris. Bounce pass to Hatfield. Hatfield guarded by Lindberger. As Hatfield looks for somebody. Gets across the timeline. Morris. Morris takes it down to the right block, puts up the shot and missed the shot to do the foul. The foul's going to be on Meg Shively. So Shively picks up her first foul. J.C. Morris will go to the line to shoot 2. First shot up, got it. First point of the ball game for J.C. Morris. 28-21. As Morris, second free throw on the way, left it short, and Aiden Williams off the rebound to Kirby. Kirby will bring it across the timeline, dribbles between the 2 circles. Kirby to Aiden Williams, guarded by Morris on the right wing. Kirby picks it up, gets it inside to Lindberger. Now Kirby at the dotted line, puts it up, no good. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound to Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline, has it between the 2 circles. Hatfield at the top of the key. Hatfield inside the Laws on the left block. Now Raina Small for 3, no good. But Ashley comes off the rebound. Little 5-foot jumper, got it. 9 points for Ashman. Back to a 5-point North Shelby lead with the basketball. Pressure on the left wing to Williams, the left corner inside. Lindberger puts up a shot, missed it. But Meg Shiver off the rebound. She was tied up by Ashman. They're going to call the foul, I think, on Ashman. Yes, they will. So Sydney Ashman picks up the foul. Thrasher underneath her own basket to inbound. Tried to get it to Shively, battled away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by J.C. Morris. As now Parsons will check in. Meg Shively will check out. Ava Williams will inbound on the far sideline. Williams gets it in to Kirby. It's Kirby in between the two circles, the flasher on the left wing. Williams to the right block, but it'll be shot. Blocked by J.C. Morris. Goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Now Taylor Roberts checks in. Raina Small will set down. Flasher again. Looks for somebody. Kicks it back out to Parsons, and Parsons is immediately tied up. Alternating possession, comes back to Schuyler County. So again, full court pressure by North Shelby. Ashelman to Kate Hatfield. Back to Ashelman. That's Ashelman back across the timeline to Hatfield between the two circles. Hands the ball to Ashelman in the center circle. That's Ashelman. Bounce pass to Roberts on the right wing. Roberts in the paint, tried to put up a shot, blocked by Thrasher. Thrasher gets the ball to Kirby. Kirby in a hurry. Fans out the left wing. Now takes it down the right lane. Tried to kick it out to Williams. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Scott of basketball. So J.C. Morris will inbound to Ashelman. Back to Morris. As Morris gets across the timeline to Hatfield, to Laws. Laws to Hatfield. Hatfield to right block. Lays it up and got it. 4 points for Kate Hatfield. 3 point. North Shelby lead with the basketball. As Lindberger drives along the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, but she'll shoot two. Foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield, her third. And Caroline Lindberger at the line. She has 9, looking for 10. Shot up, missed it, off the heel of the rim. 28-25, North Shelby up by 3, 5:31 left to play in the third quarter. Lindberger's next one up, got it. 10 points, Caroline Lindberger, 4-point lead as half-court pass to Ashelman on the right wing. She tried to get it back to J.C. Morris, and her and Kirby went after it out of bounds, and last touch by J.C. Morris. So Lindberger gets it in to Kirby. As Kirby will bring walking across the timeline, picked up by Ashelman. Kirby in the center circle. Kirby bounce pass. Thrasher on the right wing. She'll drive the baseline, try to reverse layup, missed it. Goes out of bounds, and last touch by Schuyler County. So Thrasher will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Finds Williams in the left corner, left wing, Kirby. Thrasher will take it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. And the rebound comes right out to Parsons, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. Second foul on Roberts. Thrasher inbounds to Lindberger. Little 10-footer, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Hatfield had it, punched out of her hand by Thrasher. So against Thrasher, Ashelman will inbound to Hatfield. Back to Ashelman. She dribbles through a double team. Still with the dribble, waits for help. Finds J.C. Morris, top of the key, for three. Threw up an air ball. And it goes back to North Shelby. And now Thomas Kirkland wants a timeout. 4:42 left to play in the third quarter. North Shelby 29, Schuyler County 25. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
I'm 5'11", barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom.
A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
4:35 left to play in the third quarter girls championship game. North Shelby up by 4, 29-25 with the basketball as Kirby between the two circles. Thrasher on the left wing. Thrasher looks inside. Nobody's there. Ball knocked away by Laws. Picked back up by Thrasher. Gets it to Kirby. Kirby around the top of the key to Parsons. Parsons cut off on the right baseline. Gets it inside to Williams. Puts the shot up. Somehow it went down. 8 points for Aiden Williams. 6 point North Shelby lead, 31-25. Asherman across the timeline. Gets the ball to J.C. Morris. Stops, pops off the baseline. No good. And Aiden Williams off the rebound. As Williams waits for the defense to go by. Now gives it to Kirby. Kirby to Parsons on the left wing, in the left corner, inside the arc. Back to Kirby on the left wing. Kirby to the right wing, Thrasher. As Thrasher looks inside for Lindberger. Now Thrasher hands the ball to Ava Williams. Gets it back out to Parsons. Parsons between the two circles. To Kirby between the two circles. As Kirby hands the ball to Thrasher. Thrasher takes it right half. Kate Hatfield, and then Thrasher was called for the travel. So now Kate Hatfield checks out. Maddie Haley checks in for the Lady Rams. Inbound pass comes to Morris. They give it back to Asherman. Asherman guarded by Parsons. Asherman will bring it across the timeline to the right wing in the right corner, Roberts. Roberts will try a 15-footer in and out. No good. Lindberger off the rebound as Lindberger gets it to Kirby. Kirby to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Kirby to the top of the key. Parsons on the left wing. Parsons takes it around Roberts. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. And that's her third. Three fouls on Taylor Roberts. And Raina Small checks in. Thrasher checks out. And Marissa McEwen checks in for the Lady Raiders. Ava Williams on the right side of the circle. McEwen in the right corner. Back to Ava Williams for three. No good. And Laws comes off the rebound. Laws gives it to Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Bounce pass to Laws. Gives it back to Asherman, right wing. Asherman tried to get it back to Laws. Battled away by McEwen. As picked up by McEwen. Now stolen away by Asherman. Gets it to Laws. Asherman slow getting up. As Laws will give it to Morris. Morris bounce back to Laws. Now Haley at the top of the key, inside the Laws, puts it off glass, got it. 6 points away from Laws. 4 points, North Shelby lead. Parsons cut off on the left baseline. Tried to get it back out to Kirby, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Asherman, that's her second. As Kate Hatfield checks back in, Laws will set down. 1:56 left to play in the third quarter. 31-27, North Shelby the lead. Parsons gets it in to Allmeyer from McEwen. Back to Parsons. Now Kirby has it between the two circles. Kirby to the right wing to Aiden Williams. Williams falls down, gets it to Lindberger, takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. 12 points, Caroline Lindberger. J.C. Morris with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline against Kirby. At the top of the key, Hatfield. Raina Small gives it back to Kirby. Hatfield in the right corner. Now Morris. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Kirby. So Kirby picks up her third personal foul. That will be the second team foul against North Shelby. They get it to Raina Small for three. Bullseye! Small hits the three from the right corner. She has eight. A three-point. North Shelby lead, 33-30, 1:05 left to play in the third quarter. Kirby between the two circles. Parsons has it on the right wing in the right corner. Guarded by Raina Small. Back to Kirby on the deep right wing. Kirby takes it to the right block, lays up the shot. No good. And the rebound taken by J.C. Morris. As Morris gets the ball ahead to Raina Small left wing. Waits for help. Tried to get it inside on a give and go, battled away and stolen away by Kirby. Gets it to Parsons. Parsons to Lindberger. Pass underneath Felix McEwen put up a shot and missed it, but she did a foul. And the foul's going to be on Maddie Haley. So Haley picks up her first foul. And Marissa McEwen at the line to shoot two, which is for her first points of the ball game. Shot up, got it. First point for McEwen. Now back in the ball game comes Addie Ohlmeyer and Andy Belt. J.C. Morris checks out, and Tallman comes back in. Next shot by McEwen on the way. Got it. So 2 points for McEwen. 5-point North Shelby lead as Maddie Haley will inbound against pressure by North Shelby. Haley gets it in to Tallman. Tallman, a couple of dribbles, brings it to the center of the court. Gets Ashelman. Ashelman takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 11 points for Sydney Ashelman. 3-point North Shelby lead. As Ohlmeyer has it in the right corner to Parsons. Parsons takes it under the basket, gives it to Meg Shively. Knocked out of bounds by Maddie Haley. So it's North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Claudia Dixon checks in for Schuyler County. And it will be Hadley Parsons to inbound. Gets it to Avery Williams, left corner. Now Kirby inside to Williams. Put up a shot. Blocked it, but a foul on Maddie Haley. So Haley picks up her second personal foul, and Avery Williams will go to the line. And she'll shoot two with 1.9 seconds left to play in the quarter. As Williams with 8, looking for 9, and in and out, no good. Ohlmeyer will check back in. Andy Belt will check back in as Kirby checks out. Avery Williams, 8, looking for 9, and missed them both. Williams off the rebound, and that's in the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 35, Scottsdale County 32. Back in a moment. This is KMU Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. As we start the fourth quarter girls' championship, and it's North Shelby 35, Schuyler County 32. North Shelby will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. As Natalie Fleischer will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Sierra Kirby. Kirby across the timeline to Fleischer on the deep left wing. Fleischer left side of the circle, now Kirby. Kirby gets the ball to Lindberger. Puts up the shot as she drove the baseline. The foul's going to be on Ashland Laws. So Laws picks up the foul. That's her second. Aiden Williams at the line. She has 8, looking for 9. Shot up. Got it. 9 points for Aiden Williams. Back to a 4-point North Shelby lead, 36-32. Williams' second free throw on the way. Got them both. 10 points for Avery Williams, 5-point North Shelby lead as J.C. Morris gets it ahead on the left wing to Raina Small. Back to Williams as Morris takes it to the right wing. Now right side of the circle, Hatfield backs in on Lindberg, puts his shot up from 10 and got it. 6 points to Kate Hatfield. 3-point North Shelby lead, 37-34 as Kirby to the right wing. Kirby takes it into the paint, lays up the shot, missed it, got her own rebound. Gets a Lindberger, 10-footer, got it. 14 points for Caroline Lindberger. As Morris, to guarded by Kirby. Will bring it across the timeline. Dahlman in the ball game for Schuyler County. Bounce pass to Hatfield, top of the key. Now Tallman on the right wing, out of the right corner for three. Yep, they call it a two for J.C. Morris. 3 points for Morris. 3 points, North Shelby lead, 39-36 with the basketball. Brasher on the right wing. Brasher to the right lane. Tried to bounce through the lane to Lindberger. She's tied up by Tallman. And all of that in possession comes back to Schuyler County. So Ashelman will check back in. Tallman checks out. Parsons will check in. Meg Shively will check out. And Raina Small will inbound. To Kate Hatfield, back to Small. As Small gets it across the timeline, Hatfield. Hatfield bounce pass back to Small. They get it inside the Laws. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ava Williams. And to Williams, that's her third. So three fouls on Ava Williams. That's the third team foul against North Shelby. Inbounds pass to the Laws, top of the key. Trainer Small on the right wing. Out pops Morris, top of the key. Ashman on the left wing. She'll take it down in the paint. Throws up the shot. Missed it. But do the foul. As the foul's going to be on Hadley Parsons. That's her first. So Laws got the inbound pass. Tried to get it right back to Ashman on the left block. Bit too hard off Ashman's hand. So here comes Kirby. David Williams got off on the right baseline. Kicks it out to Thrasher, right side of the circle. Back to Williams. Williams in a double team to Lindberger. Puts the shot up, missed it. And Morris comes off the rebound, and Morris carried the basketball. Taylor Roberts checks in. Raina Small will check out. Thrasher will inbound on the near sideline. Thrasher gets it in to Kirby, over to Parsons. Parsons on the left wing. Lindberger on the left wing hands it to Kirby. Kirby brings it back out between the two circles around the top of the key. Hands the ball to Thrasher. A quick three on the way. No good. And off the rebound, J.C. Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Sees it opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Didn't draw the foul. And Thrasher comes off the rebound. The Parsons on the... Takes it inside the paint, gives it to Williams, puts it up, no good. And Hatfield the rebound, gives it back to Morris. As Morris may try it again, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Lets you do the foul. J.C. Morris will go to the line to shoot two, as the foul's going to be on Kirby, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Sierra Kirby. J.C. Morris will be at the line to shoot a pair, as she adjusts the straps on her mask. And for Kirby, she has three, looking for four. So Kirby, or J.C. Morris, first shot up, no good. 39-36, 3 point, North Shelby lead, 5:18 left to play. A lot of time in this ball game. Morris's shot, yep, got it. 2 point, North Shelby lead, 37-39, as J.C. Morris checks out. Ashelman checks back in. Pressure by Schuyler County. Pressure. High pass almost on the way. Now she's in a double team. Whistle and a foul. And no, they called a timeout. Chris Parsons called the timeout. 5:09 left to play in the ballgame. North Shelby 39. Schuyler 37 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
5:09 left to play. Girls championship game. 39-37, North Shelby with the basketball and the lead. Kirby to Parsons on the left wing. Parsons had the ball slapped out of her hands, but a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Ashelman, and it will be. So that's three on Sydney Ashelman. Hadley Parsons will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. First shot up. Pinball's in and out, no good. Laws with the rebound. As Laws and a double team bounce pass ahead to Roberts. Taylor Roberts across the timeline. Gets it back to Laws. Laws has an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it out and got it. 8 points. The Laws were tied at 39. As Kirby to the top of the key. Guarded by Ashelman. Bounce pass Parsons on the left wing. Back to Kirby on the left wing. Inside to Lindberger. Williams, free throw line. Shot up. No good. And Laws comes off with a rebound. Laws, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Lindberger as Caroline Lindberger picks up her third foul. And that is 16 fouls against North Shelby. So Ashman checks out, Morris checks back in. Brasher again by North Shelby. Back to Morris. As Morris across the timeline, Kate Hatfield top of the key. Now Morris between the two circles. Bounce past the Laws. Back to Kate Hatfield. Left wing, it goes to Morris. Skips to the right wing to Rainey Small. Inside Kate Hatfield. Now Laws has it. Puts up the shot and missed it. And a whistle and a foul. And Laws thought she was fouled. Thomas Kirkman thought she was fouled. She didn't call it. But they called it on Kate Hatfield. And that's four on Hatfield. So Lindberger will go to the line to shoot a pair. She has 14, looking for 15. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 15 for Caroline Lindberger. 1 point, North Shelby lead. 4 minutes left to play in the game. As Lindberger's next free throw on the way, got them both. 16 for Lindberger. 41-39, North Shelby the lead. J.C. Morris with the basketball. Morris finds Rainey Small on the right wing. Gets it to Roberts on the left wing. In the left corner, Morris. Back to Roberts, top of the key. Roberts to Small on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Morris. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Lindberger, I think. And if so, that's her fourth. And it will be. So four fouls on Caroline Lindberger. Ashman will check in. Kate Hatfield will set down with four fouls. Also coming back in the ball game is Sierra Kirby with four fouls. And Abby Allmeyer will set down. So J.C. Morris with four, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Morris. 41-40. North Shelby with a lead as Morris ready for her second. Up and good. 6 points for J.C. Morris. We're tied at 41. Kirby in the backcourt to Lindberger to Kirby. Gets it over to Thrasher on the left wing. In a double team to Kirby between the two circles. As Kirby finds Parsons on the right wing. Parsons bounce pass in the right corner to Ava Williams. Williams gets it back out to Kirby. Kirby takes it down the left lane. Down the left corner to Thrasher for three. No good. And Laws comes off the rebound. Laws had it skipped out of bounds as she tried to jump past Ashman. That was out of a double team. Goes out of bounds. They give it to North Shelby. Now North Shelby wants a timeout. 3:08 left to play in regulation. 41-41, and I'll be back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 47 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 50.
3:08 left to play in the girls' championship game from the LaPlata tournament. North Shelby 41, Schuyler County 41, and North Shelby will inbound the basketball on the far sideline. Ava Williams will trigger. Williams gets it to Kirby. Kirby on the left wing. Kirby takes the left side of the circle, give him go back to Williams, put the shot up and got it. 12 points for Avery Williams. They sure by it. North Shelby. Ashman in the backcourt. Spin move, almost lost the ball twice. Gives it up to Morris. Morris tried to give and go to Ashman. Two overhead and stole away by Lindberger. Sierra Kirby gets it down to Parsons. Parsons drives against Laws and lost the ball. It's picked up by Lindberger, puts it up and in. 18 points, Caroline Lindberger. Raina Small gets it to Ashelman. 45-41. 4-0 run by the Lady Raiders. Ashelman gets it to Raina Small on the left wing. Now Morris at the top of the key. Morris to the left side of the circle, Laws. Laws takes it in, lays it up, missed the shot. And Avery Williams off the rebound to Kirby. 2 minutes left to play in the game. Kirby's going to take her time. Bring it across the timeline in the center circle, still with the dribble. As Kirby guarded by Ashelman. Kirby gives it, takes it to inside the arc in the right wing. Bounce pass inside, gives it to Thrasher. Kicks it back out to Williams. Underneath the basket, Lindberger put up a shot and missed it. Raina Small, the rebound, gets it out to Laws and a whistle and a foul. And you see the foul's going to be on with Thrasher or Lindberger. They're going to call it on 21. I don't see it, 21. Okay, they're going to call it on Thrasher. So Thrasher picks up her third personal foul. It'll send Laws to the line to shoot a 1-1. 8 team fouls against North Shelby, 10 team fouls against Kyler. As 8 points for Laws, now make it 9. 9 points, Ashland Laws. 45-42. As Laws has 9 looking for 10. Shots up, airballed it. It'll be North Shelby basketball. 3-point lead, 45-42. And Thomas Kirkland wants a timeout. 1:40 left to play in the ball game. North Shelby 45, Scott County 42. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
1:40 left to play in the ball game. 3-point North Shelby lead with the basketball. Full court pressure by Schuyler County as Lindberger gets it in to Kirby. Kirby dribbles in and out of a triple team. Bounce pass Parsons on the left wing to Kirby to Parsons. Parsons to Kirby. As Kirby, guarded by Tallman. Now Parsons. As Parsons hands the ball to Avery Williams and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on 23. There's no 23 for sure. Okay. J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up the foul. That'll be her third. And Avery Williams at the line. She has 12 looking for 13. Shots up. Got it. 13 points for Avery Williams. 4-point North Shelby lead. 1:21 left to play in the game. As Williams eyes it, fires it, got them both. 14 points for Avery Williams. 5-point North Shelby lead as Ashelman with the basketball. Gets it to Morris in the center circle. Morris bounce pass. Hatfield gives it back to Tallman. Now Ashelman. Ashelman back to Morris. Morris across the free throw line to Tallman. Back to Morris. Inside it goes to Hatfield. Hatfield to Laws. Right in front of the basket, puts it out of the end. 11 points, Flashstone lost. 3-point, North Shelby lead. Get the basketball. Kirby gets it ahead to Lindberger. As Lindberger takes it to the right wing inside, the Thrasher puts it up and got it. 8 points for Natalie Thrasher. 49-44. Calicari trails by five, and now Thomas Kirkland wants a timeout. 33 seconds left to play in the ball game. North Shelby 49, Schuyler County 44. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
33 seconds left to play. 49-44, North Shelby with the lead. Schuyler County with the basketball. As Morris will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Ashelman. Ashelman across the timeline, takes it to the hoop, plays it up, and got it. 13 points for Ashelman. Kirby gets inbound and immediately is fouled. Fouled by Sydney Ashelman. And for Sydney, that's going to be her fourth. So we'll walk the other way as Sierra Kirby will be at the line to shoot a pair. Kirby with 4 points, looking for five. It's Kirby. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. You get behind these North Shelby girls, and when you have to foul to catch up, that's not a good sign because they just don't miss a lot of free throws. Kirby, second one up, missed it. As off of the rebound is Hatfield, and threw it down to Taylor Roberts. Roberts couldn't catch up with it. And taken by, I think, either Kirby or Lindberger, as the foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. Well, now the officials, they call a timeout. So now they're just going to call a timeout. North Shelby wanted a timeout. It's about 30 seconds left to play in the game. North Shelby leading Schuyler County 50-46. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
50-46. North Shelby with the lead. And I'll have to wait till the timeout clock runs out. Under 30 seconds, I think it's like 12 seconds. 13.9. As pressure by Schuyler County, North Shelby will inbound the basketball as Lindberger will look for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Kirby. As Kirby is fouled immediately by J.C. Morris. And for Morris, that's her fourth. So four fouls on J.C. Morris. Kirby will go back to the line. As Sierra Kirby with 5 points looking for six. 4 point, North Shelby lead. Kirby's first one up, got it. 6 points, Sierra Kirby. And now all the other four North Shelby girls go to the backcourt. Kirby with six, looking for seven, got it. 6 point, North Shelby lead. As J.C. Morris across the timeline. Taylor Roberts almost lost and gets it to Hatfield. Now Laws will try three, kissed it home. As Ashland Laws banks home a three-pointer, she has 14 with 2 seconds left to play in the game. And Schuyler County calls a timeout. North Shelby 52, Schuyler County 49, and back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Are you experiencing fear, depression, anxiety, isolation? Compassionate Ear Warm Line is a safe place for adults to connect and get support. The call is free of charge and available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. Trained operators are here if you need someone to talk to. You're not alone. Call Compassionate Ear Warm Line, 866-927-6327. A healthy way to maintain your mental health. Sponsored by Mental Health America of the Heartland. Call 866-927-6327 for more information. Go to MHAH.org.
Back at the La Plata Tournament Girls Championship game. 2 seconds left to play in regulation. North Shelby leads it 52-49 over Schuyler County. So Lindberger will inbound. Placed by Schuyler County. 2.1 to be exact. As Lindberger gets it in to Williams and fouled by Laws with 0.6 of a second left to play. So we'll walk the other way, and Ava Williams will be at the line to shoot two. So it's actually going to be, in my mind, a 3-point win for North Shelby. So Ava Williams, 14, make it 15. So the final score is not going to indicate again how close this game was, as Williams with 15, looking for 16, and got it. Makes it 54-49, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, North Shelby. Well, North Shelby 54, Schuyler County 49. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Missing teeth can adversely affect speech, digestion, and how someone chews their food. Dental implants are a long-term investment in your overall health. There are fewer diet restrictions, better bone preservation than dentures, and they won't affect neighboring teeth like bridges. They look and feel natural. Don't let missing teeth stop you from enjoying life. Properly placed dental implants can be a long-lasting solution when placed by the surgical experts. Oral and maxillofacial surgeons are the experts in face, mouth, and jaw surgery.
Did you know a vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States? The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year, which leads to higher auto insurance rates for all of us. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft.
When you leave your vehicle,
always roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. And if you are out at night, always park in a well-lit area. For an extra layer of protection, install an audible alarm system or tracking system, and use steering wheel or brake pedal locks. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
For those of us that own firearms, it's important to maintain and stay proficient in the use of those firearms. To do so requires lots of practice on the range. Whether it's a public range or private property, safety is the utmost importance. Always keep the firearm pointed in a safe direction and keep the muzzle pointed downrange. Never shoot at anything that is not the intended target, especially at a range that is open to the general public. Be certain there is a proper backstop behind your target, such as a dirt berm, pond dam, or ditch. This will ensure the bullets don't stray or ricochet. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament, as the girls' championship is history, as North Shelby wins 54 and Schuyler County 49. North Shelby wins their 19th game of the year, again by defeating Schuyler County 54-49. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, North Shelby, Natalie Fleischer with 8 points, Sierra Kirby with 7, Caroline Lindberger with 18 points, Marissa McKeown with 2, Hadley Parsons with 3, Meg Shively with 2, Avery Williams with 16. For Schuyler County, Sydney Ashman with 13 points, Raina Small with 8, David Roberts with 2, Ashton Laws with 14, Jason Morris with 6, and Kate Hatfield with 6. We were tied at 11 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Schuyler 14-9 in the second quarter, and North Shelby led 25-20 at the half. in the third quarter. Skyler outscored North Shelby 12-10. North Shelby led 35-32 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was North Shelby outscored Skyler County 19-17, and North Shelby wins it 54-49. North Shelby improves to 19-3, Skyler County 17-4. In the boys' third-place game, it was Camp winning their 13th game of the year by defeating Skyler County 61-46. Camp led in scoring by Caleb Cox with 10 points. Preston Burrow with 17. Peyton Oliver with 15. And Kyle Frazier with 10. Skyler County led by Cale Wendy with 18. And Ryan Paris with 10. Camp led 16-3 after one quarter. Skyler outscored Camp 15-9 in the second quarter. Camp led 25-18 and a half. In the third quarter, Camp now scored Skyler 22-14. Camp led 47-32 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14, and Camp wins it by 15, 61-46. Camp wins the third-place trophy, and they improved to 13-10. Skyler County 14-6. And in the girls' third-place game, it was Camp over La Plata 67-44. So the boys' game that we won't carry on KMM is Green City and Atlanta. Should be a good one. Number one seed taking on number three seed. And this is it for the Plata tournament for this year. And for producers, Dave Bowden and Hunter Sapp, for Andy Middleton, I'm Donnie Middleton. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Where have we heard that from before? So for producer Dave Bowden tonight from the La Plata tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Skyler County sponsors. They include the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, by Mayberry Farms and Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Skyler County R1 Booster Club, Skyler County R1 Schools, Skyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Right now, we're at 6 o'clock. You're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. 50 degrees our current temperature. You have a good Saturday, everybody. Have a nice weekend, and we'll see you back here next week for more area high school basketball on KMEM Sports.